ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんは
マンボ、
こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 24. Nihongo Dojo. Did Japanese ever taste this good?
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here.
24!
もうそろそろですね。Not many to go.
そうですね。Only two, including this lesson.
はい、頑張りましょう。
頑張りましょう。
Okay, so today, what are we going to be looking at, Naomi 先生?
今日は、美味しかったです。小さかったです。大きかったです。Polite past tense of adjectives?
Okay, so we're going to be looking at I ending adjectives and na ending adjectives in their past tense.
そうです。
And today's conversation, who will we be listening to?
Fabrizio と Fuyuka さんのお父さんとくるみさんです。
So Fuyuka's father and Fabrizio and Kurumi, the famous singer.
はい、そうです。
who doesn't actually exist, but the real life singer that Kurumi is based on, she caused the storm in Japan just recently by saying that, women over the age of, was it 35 maybe?
Yeah.
That, their amniotic fluid goes off. It's very charming. So, she wants her manager to have babies as soon as possible or something like that.
そうですね。
Got in trouble. Have people forgotten about that now, do you think, Naomi-sensei?
まだ。People are still angry.
Well, anyway. Yes, so if you're interested, you can look that up. Okay, but that's enough of that. Let's have a listen to today's conversation.
でも、うどんは本当に美味しかったです。驚きました。
それは良かったです。
お父さんはこのお店によく来ますか？
先週も来ました。多分来週も来ます。この店は小さいですが人気がありますよ。くるみさんはこの店すぐにわかりましたか？
いえいえ、全然わかりませんでした。道、暗くて、細くて、怖かったです。
そうですか。大変でしたね。じゃあ、次のうどん屋に行きましょう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
でも、うどんは本当に美味しかったです。驚きました。
それは良かったです。
お父さんはこのお店によく来ますか？
ええ。先週も来ました。多分来週も来ます。この店は小さいですが人気がありますよ。くるみさんはこのお店すぐにわかりましたか？
いえいえ、全然わかりませんでした。道。暗くて、細くて、怖かったです。
そうですか。大変でしたね。じゃあ、次のうどん屋に行きましょう。
今度は英語が入ります。
でも、うどんは本当に美味しかったです。驚きました。
But the udon was really delicious. I'm surprised.
それは良かったです。
Oh, that's good.
お父さんはこのお店によく来ますか?
Do you often come to this shop?
先週も来ました。多分来週も来ます。
Yeah, last week I came. Maybe I'll come next week too.
この店は小さいですが、人気がありますよ。
This shop is small but popular.
くるみさんはこの店すぐにわかりましたか?
くるみさん, did you find this shop easily?
いえいえ、全然わかりませんでした。
No, unfortunately, I didn't know the way.
道、暗くて、細くて、怖かったです。
The streets were dark and narrow and scary.
そうですか。大変でしたね。
Oh, really? You had a hard time, didn't you?
じゃあ、次のうどん屋に行きましょう。
Well then, let's go to the next udon shop.
Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's conversation?
Fuyuka-san のお父さんはよく食べますね。Fuyuka's father eats a lot.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? In Japanese, we have a word for someone who eats a lot. What's that?
そうですね。大食い。O is big. 食い is from 食います, which means eat, but very informal way.
Very informal way of saying it? It's, yeah. Yeah, right. Not in eating informally, but informal language.
そうですね。なので、大食い is the person who eats a lot.
There are some famous 大食いタレント, famous people who...what are they called? Professional eaters or something in English?
Competitive
eaters? Eating, that's right. Yeah, I always forget.
Ah, you mean Gyarusone?
Yeah, well, she's one of them, isn't she? She's a bit strange, because...
So, ne, she's very skinny.
Yeah, she's tiny. I mean, I think I looked up some... Well, you looked up some information for me on her. And she's tiny, like she's 162 centimeters tall and she weighs 45 kilos. And apparently when she eats, like she hasn't got a very big stomach or an unusually large stomach. Well, this is according to Wikipedia anyway, fount of all wisdom. They took an x-ray of her stomach.
Yeah.
And it turns out that her intestines are not different to an ordinary person her size. But when she eats, they can expand. I don't know. I think they train, don't they? These ogui senshu. Like sometimes they say we're just like professional athletes, you know. They eat a little bit and then they stretch their stomach and then the next day they eat a bit more and... Like they're training for a marathon or something.
なるほどね。
Yeah, so her stomach can stretch quite a bit. And they took another x-ray of her stomach when it was very full. And apparently it pushes her other internal organs, get pushed, squished to the back of her body. And it's really gross.
ねえ。でも some people think she's cute.
I guess she is kind of cute. She's ギャル。ギャルソーネ のギャル。
Gyaru wa girl.
Yeah, it's a type, like a style tribe, you could call it. In Tokyo, you know, I suppose everyone knows the... Do you guys know ganguro, I wonder, our listeners? The people with the very dark faces, the girls with the very tanned faces and the blonde hair and stuff. Well, gyaru is a bit like that, right?
そうですね。
And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but they wear really bright accessories and kind of like... And white makeup sometimes on their eyes and... They have dyed hair and they have a tan, not as much as ganguro, who are like really dark, but they have quite a dark tan. And that's my image of gyaru anyway.
そうですね。My image of gyaru is like young and like wearing a lot of jewelries and wearing miniskirt, short skirts.
Yeah. Lots of gyaru in Shibuya?
そうですね。Not in Nakasaka.
Right, yeah. Anyway, gyaru sone is like, sone is like her surname, is that?
そうですね。
So she's kind of cute, you know, like she's tiny and she's got this tan and she wears pretty makeup and lots of accessories and she's got blonde hair and...
The person who's going out with her must be rich.
Why is that? Yeah. To afford to pay for all the food. Yeah. It must be. Anyway, let's have a look at today's vocab. First item.
驚く.
To be surprised. To be astonished. This is a class one verb.
驚く.驚く。
Next item.
先週。
Last week, the week before.
先週。先週。
Next.
人気。
Popularity.
人気。人気。
Next.
すぐに。
Instantly, immediately.
すぐに、すぐに。
Next.
わかる。
To understand, to grasp the meaning of, to know. This is a class one verb.
わかる。わかる。
Next.
大変。
Dreadful, terrible, immense, difficult. This is a na adjective.
た、い、へ、ん。 大変。
Next.
全然。
Not at all is used with a negative adjective or verb.
全然。
Next.
道。
Road or a street or a way.
道。道。
Next.
暗い。
Dark, gloomy. This is an I adjective.
暗い。暗い。
And lastly.
怖い。
Scary, frightening. This is an I adjective.
怖い。怖い。
Okay, so let's look at a useful expression from today's dialogue. Can you say that for us, please, Naomi-sensei?
人気があります。
It's popular. Or literally, it has popularity?
そうですね。あります has the meaning of have.
So let's break down the elements of the sentence.
人気。
Popularity.
が。
Subject marker.
あります。
Must form of the verb ある, to exist, or in this case, to have.In a conversation, the subject marker が is often dropped and people just say
人気あります
or
人気ある
depending on how formal they're going to be.
そうですね。ギャルソネは人気があります。
ギャルソネ is popular.
I guess.
She is at the moment anyway. She's on lots of TV programs.
そうですね。
And in the dialogue, it was the restaurant that was popular.
あ、そうですね。この店は人気があります。
This restaurant is popular.
そうですね。What is 人気があります in Australia now?
What's popular? Gosh, well, it's so long since I've lived there, actually. I don't know. I think maybe we'll have to ask the listeners that one. What is popular in Australia? Gee, I don't know. Have to go home and get in touch with my country again.
皆さん、please let
Rebecca さん know.
ぜひ教えてください。And another word we heard in the dialogue, which is actually used very often in Japanese, is 全然. What's 全然 mean?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's an adverb, is that right?
そうです.
And it usually precedes verbs or adjectives in their negative form, or adjectives with a negative connotation.
Such as ダメ. 全然ダメ.
It's not good at all.
そうですね.
Yeah, so 全然 means not at all or absolutely not.So, for example, we could say,
私は肉を全然食べません。
I don't eat meat at all. Or,
私は野菜が全然好きじゃありません。
I don't like vegetables at all.
そうですね。
And the at all bit is the 全然. I don't know, have you noticed that people often nowadays seem to be saying...全然 with a positive word.
そうですね。あ、全然大丈夫。
Yeah, it's totally okay.
そうそうそう、言いますね。Some older people don't like it, but people still use it.
Yeah, so you might hear people say that. You might hear people use 全然 with a positive verb or an adjective that's not got a negative connotation, like Naomi Sensei's example of 大丈夫。全然大丈夫。It's totally okay.
そうですね。
But in reality, it's actually grammatically incorrect.And you probably shouldn't use it in a formal situation. Would that be fair to say? If you've got to sort of be on your best behavior and speak very nice Japanese.
I don't recommend you to use in a speech.
You mean like a 発表?
そうですね。
So it's a presentation or a formal speech.
そうですね。でも、if you're talking with your coworkers or if you're talking with your boss, it's probably okay.
Okay, right. Well, anyway, so just remember that technically it's got to be used with a negative on the end, but...People often don't. Well, let's look at today's grammar point. We're going to be looking at the past tense of adjectives. That's right. Okay, so the first sentence is,
うどんは美味しかったです。
The udon was tasty. And we know the adjective,
美味しい
means delicious. And here we're saying was delicious. So how do we make delicious into was delicious? Well,You take the final I and you replace it with katta and then you add a des to make it polite. So, oishi becomes oishikatta des.
はい。
Is that right?
そうですね。Change I des to katta des.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So, what's another I adjective?
小さい。
Okay, so what does that become?
小さかったです。小さかったです。
It was small.Now, what about negatives? What do we do for that?
くなかったです。
Okay. So, いです becomes くなかったです。
そうですね。
And what's happening here is that, we know that the negative non-past form is くない。So, おいしくない。小さくない。And we covered that in Welcome to Style U14. So, to put おいしくない or 小さくない in the past tense, we just treat ない like an い adjective. So, we do just what we were doing with おいしい and 小さい, as in you add かったです. So, おいしくない becomes
おいしくなかったです.
And 小さくない becomes
小さくなかったです.
Right. Okay, so not too bad. I think that's...
There's one exception.
Well, of course there is. But luckily there's just one. So the one exception is the adjective good, which is pronounced
いい.
And sometimes you can also say
よい.
よい, yeah. So when you're conjugating this adjective, you have to treat it like it's よい. So it becomes よかったです.
はい.
Or よくなかったです.
そうですね。
You can't say, what would it be if it was...
いくなかったです.
Yeah, no, that's not said.
いかったです.
Yeah, nobody ever says that. So just remember that the one exception to these rules we've been talking about is the adjective
いい.
Mm-hmm, which is also pronounced
よい.
Yep, and it means good. So let's have a look at some example sentences using these い adjectives in their past tense form.
オードリー・ヘップバーンは細かったです。
Audrey Hepburn was thin. The adjective, which is in the past tense now, is 細.
はい.
And in this sentence, we say
細かったです.
Was thin. Okay, can we have one more example?
テストは難しくなかったです.
The test wasn't difficult.
難しい is difficult. 難しくなかった is wasn't difficult.
There is one more way to say it wasn't difficult.
あそうですね。テストは難しくありませんでした。
Which means the same thing as
テストは難しくなかったです。
This is just a slightly more formal way to use the structure that we've been looking at with くなかったです。Is that right?
そうですね。難しくありませんでした is longer, so sounds formal to me.
Yeah, and the ありません is the ない in、はい、くない。おいしくない、おいしくありません。おいしくなかったです。おいしくありませんでした。Anyway, this is in the PDF, so please check it out and you'll see how that structure is created. Now let's have a look at what we do with な adjectives when we put them in the past tense. The example sentence is
うどんは大丈夫でしたか?
Was the うどん okay? 大丈夫でしたか? So what you do is you drop the final な of the な adjective. In this case, it was 大丈夫な?
はい。
You take off the な and you add でした。
そうです。大丈夫でした。Mm. If it's 大変な、大変でした。
So the test was really awful would be
テストは大変でした。
Yeah. So な adjectives are pretty easy. You just put でした on the end of them.
Yeah. Bit similar to noun sentences.
Yeah.
Right?
So some more sample sentences, but this time using な adjectives.
オードリー・ヘップバーンは綺麗でした。
Audrey Hepburn was pretty. And one more.
テストは簡単でした。
The test was easy. We hope you can say that one day of your Japanese tests. Now there's some more details on how to use the past tense of adjectives and also a bit more detail on when you're saying it negative rather than positive. So, and also a bit more detail on past negative forms.
あ、そうですね。テストは簡単じゃなかったです。
The test wasn't easy.
はい。
So do check it out and we'll see you next week.
そうですね。
For the last lesson.
Oh.
じゃあまたね。
じゃあまた。
でも、うどんは本当に美味しかったです。驚きました。
それは良かったです。
お父さんは、このお店によく来ますか?
先週も来ました。多分来週も来ます。この店は小さいですが人気がありますよ。くるみさんはこの店すぐにわかりましたか?
いえいえ、全然わかりませんでした。道、暗くて、細くて、怖かったです。
そうですか。大変でしたね。
じゃあ、次のうどん屋に行きましょう。